Hey, this is Wes. So I have a cool short story, proud dad story yesterday that made me think of this topic. And topics, you know, not being easily influenced by people, trying not to be. And being inspired by people is one thing, but being influenced by people, whether it's to do something bad or good, it's just sort of a follower mentality. And it's not that if it's good things and you're influenced to do good things and it works, it's fine. But some of the best decisions that I've made and that I know my kids are made, this one particular example is turns out to be a really solid leadership kind of decision. Anyway, my son, I picked him up yesterday, and I have two boys, and my older one's been playing a lot of soccer, and he has been playing at recess, and it's sort of a free-for-all. It's not organized soccer. It's fourth and fifth graders, and most of them don't play by the rules, and my son's sort of, he's not a follower, but he is certainly a rule follower. He likes things organized, likes them just so, and soccer is one of them. You don't use your hands, you know, you don't cheat, push, kick. Like, there's no ref, so there's no rules, and the kids are just out there running around. I try to tell them, just relax. It's not. When we play organized soccer, that's when we expect to play by the rules. But this is not. This is recess. So, but yesterday he was telling me that there was a 10-on-10 scrimmage going, and he was on a team with less of the better players, but there were a few and his buddies. And midway through the game, the better team had scored a couple goals, and then all of a sudden his buddies, which were the better players on his team, just got up and moved to the other team to where it was like 16-on-4. And everybody good was on the other team, and they started scoring, and they were keeping score, and that really irritated my son. And I was like, man, you just got to relax, and heck, if anything, just go play something else. But it bothered him. But what was interesting is that he didn't do it too. I said, well, why didn't you go over there? You know, I knew, I was proud that he didn't switch teams, you know, just in the middle of the game. I said, but why didn't you just go? And he said, because I didn't want to. Like, it was almost like, why, that's not an option. Why would I do that? And, you know, and all of his friends went over there. And he wasn't influenced at all. And I know this is a really small example, but it made me think of, well, first it made me really proud that he, deep down, that was important to him. For whatever reason, whether he felt bad for the kids that would have been left or whatever, it was just a really great, solid decision. And it made me think about, how lucky we are at Schedulefly to make decisions where we aren't influenced by investors, partners, lots of employees. There's no influence happening that's making us go in a certain direction, whether it's good or bad. I mean, and I can think of some of the best decisions I've ever made have been not influenced by anybody. They may have been inspired by something, but even some have not even been inspired by it. They've just been something that I felt like I needed and wanted to do, and it turned out to be a great decision. I guess it's like gut feel, right? But in business, man, the more complicated it gets and the more investors and people and partners that are involved, the harder it is to make a decision on your own and do it. The harder it is to just say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it right now and we're going to be done with it. Like, you can't. You got to call meetings. You got to call in lunch. You got to call in marketing. You got to call in sales. You got all these people that have to put in their 2 cents. They have to take away action items that have to. So then you just start going, okay. And you just start following. You just start doing what it worked in the past, what you're being influenced to do. Nothing great will ever come out of that, I don't think. Good stuff might, and status quo might, but nothing great will come out of it. Nothing, you won't grow from that. It's so satisfying to be able to just make a decision. Take a stand, make a decision, understand that it might not make some people happy, but it's going to make other people really happy, and do it. And I don't do it enough, but I'm trying to do it more, and I was so happy to see my son stand up and do it. And with no adults around, nobody influencing him, no, his buddies are like, come over here, and he's not. Like, that was a cool call on his part. Anyway, so thanks for listening. Have a great day.